on the wide river road for Kyrie Marie and Mir Mikiel. The river road hastens horizon to sun, keeping unsleeping pace to the deep waters run. A knight has her battles, her war to be won. A daring do mustn't continue undone. O mother, my mother, and can you not see? This vigil, this questing has fallen to me. O daughter, my daughter, so dauntless and true, valiant and foolish, a child are you. Why must you blaze where the brave rarely go? A maid trekking out must be chary so. For the wide river road is a lonely old road, and a maid stepping out must be wary so. The river road borders Polaris to Mars, from field to pasture, from planet to star, down through the moos chewing cud in the glow, by a bend in the bridge where the blue thistles grow. Ay, mother, that road is a lonely old road, and a maid trekking out must be peerless so. A maid stepping out must be fearless so. Pray you be safe, says my mother to me, tying my braids up with ribbons and beads. Your pathway through peril, this last mystery, not even the river may know where it leads. The fair path, the fay path, the crow path make three. All paths shape an arrow that points to the key. Keep sharp-eyed for kelpies, for selkies and hounds, for bogeymen crawling one ear to the ground, for red caps and ravens, for hobbles and wares, for skaggies and shaggies and folk of the air, for bogarts and goblins and gremlins and glocks, for stumps what are humpbacks or hungry clocks. I bid her adieu with a curtsy or two, with a kiss, with a smile, and singing the while, slip free of her grip in a moment of guile. Impetuous, reckless, and feckless and free, I walk till I stop neath a grim canopy, near the hedge, at the edge of security, where a dark watchtower is watching me. A whisper begins on a mischievous breeze. It rouses the waters and maddens the trees. The bramble brook bristles with catcalls and whistles. A sobbing is throbbing from thickets of thistles. The nettle nook settles and rattles and whines. A groan from the oak and a shriek from the pines. A quiver of aspens, a clatter of elms. A sigh from the silence of sideways realms. Thorn and bone and reed and weed, a drowned thing screams in rage and need. Leaf and thief and rain and pain, a drowned thing dreams and drowns again. The river road rambles from midnight to dawn. Through darkness and dazzle it must carry on. And I, though a maid, am made of the same. I'll not turn aside so soon in the game. O mother, my mother, light candles for me, that this questing ends not in my life for a key. A thunder wind blunders on cindery wings, shadow rain snickers and fairy bells ring. A horn in the hills lures the wild hunt to play, some witchery ruse sent to trick me astray. What novel quarry, what savory game, what be the prey hound and hunter must claim? But the beads and the braids that my mother had made to guide me unhurt through the unseely shade. Before they could take me, my beads for a prize, my braids for their belts, my brains for their pies. Up swims a maid from the foam and the tides, her hair streaming scarlet, igniting the skies. Greenleaf or silver, a true lover lies, sings Lily White Maiden with peacock blue eyes. Green wave or silver, a false lover flies, and down dives the maiden with peacock blue eyes. Whether she meant by me, rightly or wrong, the wild hunt moves on, enticed by her song. In bitterest lightning and howling most dread, the hounds and the horses pass by overhead, baying and neighing and bawling withal, their laughter by far most repellent of all. And rear of the chase, on mountain cats mounted, ride mad kings and queens of countries uncounted.
Tally-ho, sally forth, and so on and so, take the old river road where'er it goes. And you, little human, so brave and so smee, we commend to your keeping this ivory key.
The river road scrambles through valley and vale, through coral and cove, through shambles and shale, through snowstorm and crowstorm and baleful bane, from death's very doorway and back home again, as might a crusader her sacred cup won, creep homebound, concealed, her voyaging done. I gazed toward a window where candlelight shone. O daughter, my daughter, so wasted and thin, so ragged and haggard, so gray is your skin. Did you not heed me? Did you not know? A maid trekking out must be chary so, for the wide river road is a loathly old road, and a maid stepping out must be wary so. Mother, my mother, now hearken to me. I carry the secret to unlatch the sea, to patch up the moon, to access all dreams. Secure me safe passage through is and what seems. Aye, mother, that road is a road to behold, and a maid who would race it must pace bright and bold through perilous powers and showers of gold to return bearing tales that burn to be told. To return bearing tales that burn to be told.